This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Brother Mark, how are you?
What's happening, man?
I mean, you just think back from 94, I think, and I just think, good God, everything, you know. Well, once-in-a-lifetime world is Creed. Like, that's an impossibility for 99.9% of all musicians. But to even end that for a time and then go into Alter Bridge and have such success with Miles Kennedy, man, everything. And hell, the pinball music, everything you've done, the albums that you've done that nobody thought you would do, the Frank Sinatra stuff, all to benefit your little girl.
Hey, man, it's been a wild ride, and I just don't like sitting still, you know?
Yeah, it's a... By the way, I'm sorry about your dad.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, it's a tough thing we all got to go through. He was almost 80 years old, so he lived a good life.
Yeah. Now it's, and there's no words, right? Like, as I've gone through it, Jake just went through it, and you, there's nothing anybody can say. There just aren't any words. It's the ride you got to take.
Yeah, it's definitely a tough one. We all go through it, and it seems like a lot of people have been going through it lately.
Yeah, you, well, man, let's talk about some interesting stuff, too, like, and fun stuff, like Creed back together. In 9, it was too early, I think. And now in 23, people are losing their goddamn minds to see this show, and it's really fun to watch.
Yeah, it's been absolutely nuts. We didn't know what to expect. We wanted to put on that cruise and kind of test the waters. And when we put the summer tour on sale, it just went nuts, and we were just all shocked. So we're happily shocked.
Yeah, and listen, it's tricky because we've had Scott on the show a bunch of times, and I genuinely like him. And after reading his book, I had no idea everything he had endured. That being said, you know, you can also get lead singer disease pretty bad, and it can be hard to be with somebody when that level of celebrity hits. It just takes a few years sometimes maybe to come back down and remember why you guys are friends.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all, we're all way more mature nowadays, and we appreciate the, like you said, the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that we had, and to be able to capture that lightning in the bottle twice, we're not taking that for granted.
Yeah, no, and he looks great, by the way. I was watching some of the videos, and I was like, man, that whole thing feels right. The fans are going to lose their minds. You guys sound like a million bucks. Nobody's lost a step, and the show looks like you're bringing a huge production, and you're bringing a great band, like Wolfie being on that. And, you know, and I know, but when he was just starting to come around to do some stuff, you guys were pretty close. He was down at your studio all the time.
Yeah, you know, Wolfie played on two of my Tremonti records, and
yeah.
You know, he became like a little kid brother. You know, he's I don't know how much younger he is than me, but he was always just having a good time playing video games and kicking ass on the bass and helping us out on tour and recording on records. And now look at him, he's playing with Metallica and Foo Fighters and
yeah,
you know, Ozzy Osbourne and you know, two records, working on a third record now. He's killing it.
He's a player too, man. Like he's the real deal. He's not just a namesake. That kid, he's a real musician's musician. He is an absolute master of it and everything.
Yeah, I mean, and even behind the scenes, I wish people could see how talented he is behind the scenes, because what he shows on his records and the performances is just just the bit that everybody sees. But when you're seeing him just kind of sitting around, going through music and picking it up so quickly, you just realize it's in his blood.
Yeah. So tell me, was that you and your family? Are there any virtuosos or was there anybody before you?
No, you know, I've had to work really, really hard at whatever I've been able to pick up on the guitar or vocally. It's just, I just have the, I guess you have to have the passion for it and the patience. And, I just like to work hard, and like I said, nothing ever came easy. Like the guitar player in my band, Tremonti, Eric Friedman, the guy picks stuff up in 2 seconds, stuff that'll take me 2 hours. So
it just pisses you off. It just pisses you off.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, man, I have to work all day on that, and you picked it up in 2 minutes.
Right, right. The ones that were just born to do it, and you see them, and you're like, God dang it, man. But there are those types, man. There's the ones you'll see them in life that are truly phenoms. They have the gift, the ear, the imagination, the brain is wired a certain way that they truly advance faster than you could ever imagine.
Yeah, you know, and so you know, everybody has their strengths. You know, some of the folks that are just the best musicians in the world, sometimes they're not songwriters.
Right.
Sometimes some songwriters can't play lead guitar. You follow your lane.
Yeah, no, that's it. Yeah, find your strength and play to it. That, always.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, let's talk. We got to talk pinball because for those you don't know, Venom Pinball, when it came out, you cut a deal with your record company that you were always free and clear to work and do work for new original music for pinball machines, which may sound weird to anybody listening if you're not into pinball, but record companies really lock you down normally. You purposely cut that out.
Yeah, you know what? I'm sitting here standing next to the Venom pinball machine right now. It's one of my pride and joys in the world. There's very few material things in the world other than guitar amplifiers and pinball machines that I really love. So to get into the pinball world has been a big dream of mine. And like I said, when I did the record deal, I told my manager, when you turn the record in, say it has to be license free for pinball use. And they just kind of laughed. They're like, okay, whatever. So when I got it done, you know, I told my friends in the pinball world, you can use my music.
That's great.
Free. Don't pay me a penny. Just give me the machine it's in.
And the best.
That's kind of my deal.
Well, by the way, have you played that new Infinity Quest? The Avengers?
The new Infinity. Well, I got the new Uncanny X-Men that just came out.
Yes. Sorry. Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's sitting right here in front of me, too. It's amazing.
Dude, that's crazy. Like, I just played it over at the 403, and I was like, holy hell, there's some truly new original stuff on that machine.
Oh, yeah. You know, and Johnny Danger, he's a killer designer, and, you know, you just have all these great designers on both, you know, Stern and Jersey Jack just crushing it.
Yeah.
Pinball world is really coming back.
So I didn't tell anybody on the show. It popped up this weekend, a Metallica road case. There was only, what, 100 of those made, or less than 100 of the original Metallica road case game? And I bought one out of Texas on Saturday.
You know, they have, I think, of the new LE Metallicas, I think they made 500 of the LEs, and they might have made, like you said, 100 of some other collector's edition.
Well, this is one of the original ones from 10 years ago. So this is one of the original Metallica ones, not the new version, and it's the road case one that looks like Binge and Purge on the case.
Oh, yeah. No, it's awesome. They called me about that when I'm at the point where I'm like, I'm out of room. You know, I just called him Johnny Danger. Jack Danger came up with X. You know, now every time he comes out with a new machine, I got to buy one.
We were in Texas and met Jack, and what an old school guy, man. What an old school cat.
Oh, yeah. You know, and he was just a pinball fan that just wanted to get in it, and he's crushing it. So it's exciting. Pinball's exploded.
Dude, anyway, so listen, Tremonti is with us, and I'll bend your ear all day about pinball, but everything you've done, man, you know, getting back out and coming out with Creed. Now, what about the guys in Alter Bridge? Because it's going to be tough. You know, everybody wants to be, you know, first in line, right? Like, they want all of your attention. But when you're doing these big tours, is it tough to get another record out?
Well, I'm demoing right now for the next Alter Bridge record, because we, you know, after we do the Creed touring and I do the Tremonti touring in Europe, I come back, hit the studio with Alter Bridge. So I got to stay one step ahead of the game. So I've got 6 demos now. I hope to have, I don't know, 15 or 20 song ideas before it all goes down. And, you know, I think we all get together in March out in L.A. and then hit the studio.
Yeah. So do you ever want to, because you've got kids, of course, you've got your family. Is it getting tougher to do this, or are you still like, listen, full steam ahead, this is what I do. I can't let off the pedal for a moment.
This year, I couldn't do this year every year. This has been the craziest year of my career, just because Creed came back so strong that, you know, we just keep on adding Creed stuff, and then everything else has to, I got to make it all fit. So I think the Tremonti stuff is really, the thing that I worry about not being able to spend the most time on, because we're starting this tour in January. We might do some Creed touring early next year. Who knows? So it's just a matter of, and when I, with my kids, they love coming out on the road. So when we did this Creed tour, they were out for the first 5 weeks of the tour, and then they kept on coming out every other week. So they love it. My baby girl, she gets a kick out of it. She watches the shows and loves to see all the pyrotechnics and lights, and it, you know, she just sits there wide-eyed.
Me too. Me too, man.
Yeah.
You, so how old are your sons, by the way?
19 and 15.
So this, for, especially for the 15-year-old, this will be the first time he's seen that level of celebrity and stardom for you doing the Creed thing. Because, I mean, that's, you know, we jumping into arenas as the headliner, that's a monster show, that fervor. So he's only heard about it. He, did he have any idea how big this was?
Yeah, you know, they got really, really excited when we got back into this because, you know, they grew up going to school where their teacher's like, oh, your dad's the player in Creed, right. I what? You know, all their teachers and people at school are talking about it. And then I think what got them the most excited was all these athletes and teams playing Creed songs. And they don't, they care most about sports. They don't, they're not really, you know, they don't have posters on their wall, their favorite bands and stuff. It seems like none of their friends do for some reason. But when it comes to sports, people playing the music and the sports, that's what got them so excited. When we go on this next tour, there's going to be some athletes come out to these shows, so they're pumped.
Finally, you'll be cool. Finally, you won't just be dad. That'll be great.
Exactly.
Dude, like, I can't wait. You're here in a couple weeks here in Kansas City, man. So, man, it's going to be a really good tour. I'm glad the band you've got opening, that whole show, just everything that's unfolded. And I really am glad to see you guys, for whatever reason. It's always important to me to see people get back together or find their way through their differences, especially when they meant so much to people with their music. And so I'm glad you guys all found a way.
Well, thank you so much. We all, you know, we knew it would be a shame not to get back out there and do this because, like you said, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get out there in front of so many people and, you know, play these songs and you see grown men and women crying to hear this music again. So it's meant a lot to us.
Well, I had this talk with somebody this weekend about lyrics, and it's a good friend of mine, but he, like Nikki, like lyrics aren't super important to them. They just like to listen to music and they like the vibe. Now, I'm a lyric guy, and I think, you know, the hardcore super fans really dig into everything, and it has an emotional connection to them. So, you know, when you make a song that's going to live maybe forever, certainly well past your lifetime, you know, that's a gift, man, and to be able to take an entire arena full of people and transport them somewhere far away from their problems, from their day, from everything they're worried about, man, it's once-in-a-lifetime chance.
Yeah, you know, and I think music is the most closest thing we have to magic in the world, something that's immaterial thing that means so much to people.
Yeah, no, do you have those moments, though, with the guys in the band where you've come back and you're playing and you kind of look over and go, Jesus Christ, we almost lost this, but here we are, like where all the problems, everything fades away, and you're back to normal and back to the beginning?
I think every time we step on the stage, you know, I think that's when we're closest is when we're all on stage. You know, it's off stage, you know, me and Scott Phillips, we live right down the street from one another, so we're together all the time. But when you know, Brian lives up in the Panhandle, Scott staffs up in Nashville. So when we hit that stage together, it's like we transported back to college, the college kids that just wanted to do this for a living.
Yeah. Brother, I'll see you in a couple weeks, man. I appreciate your time today, Mark.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
See you, brother.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.